in truth. This is who he is. And he cannot deviate from that, not one iota. So he's here in chapter 2, where I mentioned that chapter 2 of Genesis is a more detailed description of chapter 1. Now, Jehovah Elohim took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden, which Eden means present, to tend and to guard and to keep it. That's what Amplified by reading from Amplified. And Jehovah Elohim commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree of the garden. Amen. But of the tree of the knowledge. Underline that word. Underline the tree. Underline knowledge. The tree of the knowledge of what? Of good and evil and blessing and calamity. You shall not eat. You shall not eat. For in the day that you eat, you shall surely die. Now, King James. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of. For in the day that you eat, or thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. But we don't talk these and thousands. You shall not eat of it. Because the day you eat from it, you gon' die. You shall surely die. I want to make sure I say that. You shall surely die, right? No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Then he says, Jehovah God, Jehovah Elohim said, it's not good that man should be all one, alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him, a helper. Suitable, adaptable, complementary to him, right? So you know what happened. God made a woman. Hallelujah. A man with a female body. Adam is a man with a male body. So now we see more detail now, do we not? So now I don't know how long and what time period it was from the time God, created Adam until he failed. But look at this. This is what I want you to see. And Adam said in verse 23, and Adam said, this creature is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Talking about the woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Female man with a womb. He says, she shall be called woman because she was taken out of a man. Now, he's not talking about she was taken out of his inner man. She was taken out of his outer man. God took that natural DNA and did what he do and created a woman. Now, God could have created them babies, but who would have took care of them? So you see, God can have children without birth, because Adam and Eve didn't come through the womb of no man and woman, through no woman. A man, a husband, and a wife got together, and Adam and Eve was born. How many of you know that? It didn't happen like that. When you get to heaven, you say, Adam, oh, let me see your belly button. He said, I don't have a belly. Then we call it the name belly. We call it belly. He don't have one. Why? Because he didn't come from an umbilical cord. Neither did he. He got a smooth stomach. He listening to me. This blesses me. I think about those. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. But now we see that in verse 25, I say, and the man and his wife was both naked. Circle that. And was not embarrassed or ashamed in each other's presence. Because no one had taught them like we were taught. They wasn't taught. Oh, cover up your private part. You know, like, they didn't think like that. I said, they didn't think like that. And you cover up your private part. Yeah, but this is after the fall. Now, listen to this. They were not embarrassed. They were naked, but they were not embarrassed, okay? And there was not a shame in each other's presence. Now, the serpent was more subtle and cunning than any living creature of the field. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but in reading this, I don't think it was a long period of time from the time God created and made man, when Satan came in and took it. It could have been a long time. It could not have been. It may not have been a long time. But I don't think it was that long. Now, the serpent was more subtle and cunning than any living creature of the field, which the Lord God had made. And Satan said to the woman, can it really be that God has said? Can it really be that God has said? He said to the woman, King James, yea, have God said? Notice now, understand this. He's saying. So he's releasing a thought. She's getting a thought from a spirit that she has never heard a thought before come out of his mouth. As far as we have read, the serpent had not talked to her up to this time. And so now here's a stranger. Remember the scripture John talks about? The voice of a stranger? That my sheep know my voice, but the voice of a stranger, they would not follow. She knew that was a stranger. That was not the voice of her good shepherd. That was not the voice of the Lord. That was a strange voice. And it says, he said unto the woman, yea, has God said. Now he's coming, he's trying to become, and he's appearing to them to be a representative of God. When you say God said, you make yourself a representative of God. So he's making his appeal as if I'm a representative of God in a snake's body. And listen what he said. Yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Go back up to chapter 2 and verse 17, and let's find out if that is exactly what God said. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. Wait a minute. What did he say? He says, yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. That's what God said. He says, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? No. That's not what he said. That's not how he said it. Okay, so the woman said unto the serpent. Okay, she's conversating. She's listening to that. She got in her mind, you shall not eat every tree of the garden, right? That's in her mind. How many of you know that's in her mind? Okay, all right now. Y'all with me? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Wait a minute, let's go back up to chapter 2, verse 17. She says, we may eat of the fruit. Let's see the God said that. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. But you may eat of the fruit, or you may not eat of the fruit. Fruit ain't even in there, is it? Do you see fruit in verse 17? He said, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right? But she says, he says, we may not eat of the what? The fruit of the trees. Can you see trees? God said of the tree. Not tree. You see how words are being changed? When words are changed, then images are changed in your mind. So that's what Satan is doing. He's so clever. He's gradually changing the image by the words he's using and the words she's giving back to him. He knows she's feeding into his conversation. When the devil tempted Jesus, Jesus did not play with the word. He said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Him only shall thou obey. He quoted exactly. Man shall not live, but it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. Exact quotation. That's why the two-edged sword stuck the devil like it did. He backed off. He ain't backed off Eve, because she's compromised. And that's his whole scheme, to get her to compromise. Because he wanted to know what was really going on the inside of her. How committed she really going to be? Did she really make a commitment to what God had told him to do? So she shouldn't even been talking to him like that. She just told him what God said and said, now get on out of here. Now listen to him. God has said, ye shall not, verse 3, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFCGIVE. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus, and faith and the anointing worketh by love. You have a good week.